bet100.com.
The president speaks, but did the world listen? Or even the joint session of Congress. Hey, everybody, that's where we start here on America Tonight. Let me just give you the thumbnail sketch in case you missed it. Here's some of the highlights, or perhaps lowlights, depending on your point of view. It's the same old thing to me. You were talking about an $800 billion stimulus that flopped. This is a $450 billion stimulus. A narrow job opportunity as it sits on the table, meaning getting teachers back to work. Not that I think that's a bad thing, but we're talking really union jobs, and infrastructure would be the other specific area mentioned in this speech anyway. So where do we go from here? The president says it's up to all of the men and women in Congress to get her done. In other words, to get along and lay the groundwork and pass this jobs plan. I don't think so. I think it's the same old agenda, and there may be a few things that could be plucked out of the broad strokes that were painted on the airwaves. But I don't see the chunk of this going really anywhere. And the reaction, even from Democrats, because it's obvious what somebody who's conservative or Republican would say. They're not going to like a proposal where you're spending more money, more billions, and where are you getting it from? See, that's always the thing. Where are you getting the money from? I can pay for this. Where? Where are we getting the money from? And the answer is we're pulling it from one place to put it into this. So we're draining the coffers of something else, including Social Security, because you talk about the tax cuts and saying that, okay, there'll be the tax breaks again, and what'll happen is you'll be getting more in your paychecks, so we'll be able to give you that payroll tax, I'll call it incentive, and that same will be for the employers, but that's really coming out of Social Security. So it's very strange that we never get the full account of where is it, you know, it's, if you're a journalism major, for example, when I was in school, who, what, where, when, and why? That's pretty simple. I have a 5-point plan in my need to know. And all of you have that same plan. Who, what, when, where, and why? Just tell us, right? You could throw in, right? You could throw in also who, what, where, when, why, and how. Because the how is not going to happen here. Not going to happen. Would the speech, did it have much substance? I'm going to say no, it didn't have a lot of substance. Let me just tell you what a couple of people had to say afterwards. Now, to be fair, of course, these are people who want to be president, so I can't imagine that they would say that the speech was fabulous going into this. Here's what the former Utah Governor John Huntsman said about the speech. And remember, this is a guy who worked as the ambassador to China until earlier in the year. He said, Americans are tired of Obama's empty rhetoric and failed policies. They're desperately searching for leadership and, above all, results. That's right. How about some results? He thought it was a list of regurgitated half measures that show that the president fundamentally doesn't understand how to turn our economy around. And I would have to agree. That seems to be what's lacking here. We need jobs, period, just jobs. And we need smaller government because big government isn't working. Even if you're a fan of some government, you have to admit, really, is the big government machine working for you? It probably is if you've never had to deal with it, but if you have to deal with it, you wait and see. It's not going to work so well for you. And the whole idea of the spending, eh. It's like we're drunken sailors. We've been out at sea so bloody long we can barely see. And we come into port and we can't help ourselves. Every last dime, every stinking dime, we are going to spend it. Because we don't know when we're going to get a chance again. And that's what it's like. It's crazy. It was just another speech to me. I watched the whole thing end to end. And then I played back some parts to be fair, to make sure, well, did I hear that right? And there was nothing that really bowled me over. There was some polite applause. Republicans applauded. Democrats applauded. But what needs to be done is not what's being laid out here. It's not. And it was in front of a joint session of Congress. $450 billion jobs plan, which would give tax cuts, they say, to small businesses, or he says, the president, that hire while reforming the corporate tax code and investing in infrastructure projects as well. I already told you about the payroll tax and, you know, that would ultimately go to Social Security, so then that's not there. I mean, we're playing ring around the rosy. It's the same thing over and over again. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, said, and many of you in Kentucky know McConnell, long time representing your area. I think he summed it up best when he spoke in what I call a perfect soundbite. He said, it's not a jobs plan, it's a re-election plan. And I think that's what it is. There weren't a lot of fangs that came out, and I guess that's the good thing for the president. So, you know, everybody was polite, like I said, and then everybody moved on to their separate corners. So I don't see this going anywhere. In Pennsylvania, sadly, houses, cars, and a lot of things were going in different places because they had massive flooding. This is all part of Lee. You know about Hurricane Lee, right? So we're talking 9 inches in some places. Pennsylvania, Philly ripped up some roads. Schuylkill Expressway, and in Wilkesboro, too, is pretty awful there. Listen to what some of the people say about what they had to deal with.
We tried putting them as high up as we could, but the water washed the totes that we had them on away. That's how fast the water was going.
Landlord's coming up with some pumps. We're going to try to pump the basement out, at least get gas and maybe electricity back on in the next day or two. And I brought some generators to try to save the food and the freezer stuff. So we're going to work from there and start spraying stuff down, I guess.
Woohoo! Save that food. That's the rough part when you have to clean out the freezer. All right, here's two congressmen with differing points of view, I guess, in a way. Congressman Becerra, who we talked to before when we went to Washington, he's a member of the Super Committee on the Democratic side. He talked about the challenge ahead trying to work all this out with the money. And also Congressman Hensarling, who's a Republican, also on the Super Committee, talked about having some hopes for this all to come out in the end. Take a listen.
Will we embrace this opportunity to lead and put our economy back on track? Or will we let the cynics and naysayers carry the day?
I hope we were able to bring about pro-growth tax reform in order to bring about more revenues. I hope we're able to prioritize spending as families and small businesses do every day. I hope we're able to reform many different programs to make them more efficient and effective.
All right, a lot of conversation. Where does it lead? Andy Roddick, I'm going to turn my attention here for a quick second because I talked about the weather in Pennsylvania. It hit New York, too. For the U.S., men moves on as he won his match against David Ferreira. He was totally pumped up about the crowds. Listen to what he had to say.
I didn't think Court 13 was in my future, but I probably could have promised you if it ever came to that, I was just going to call it quits, but extenuating circumstances, I guess. There's a little bit of everything. We had some Van Morrison wannabe playing music in the courtyard, so we had a Brown Eyed Girl soundtrack for about 2 games there.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The big holiday weekend, Labor Day, has come and gone, as you're all aware of. You might have those work blues. So maybe you want to go check out a flick this weekend. We're going to lighten the load and turn from politics, the reality of politics, to politics of a different sort in Hollywood. You know, often they try to tackle the subject of disease and airborne disease and what would happen and what if suddenly you were stricken with something that you didn't know what was wrong with you and your entire suburb came down with the same thing. And I think this is kind of the gist, although it's beyond suburbs, it's across the country. That's kind of the gist of this movie, the first one we're going to look at in our cheap movie review here on America Tonight, called Contagion. Take a listen.
It was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new factory.
Did she mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No, she said she was jet-lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Matt!
Mom?
No, go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
You had a seizure this morning, Beth.
She had a history of seizures.
No.
Allergies.
As of last night, there were 32 cases.
Unfortunately, she did die.
Right. Lisa, can I go talk to her?
Mr. Amos, your wife is dead.
What are you talking about? What happened to her? What happened to her?
Is there any way someone could weaponize the bird flu? Is that what we're looking at? Someone doesn't have to weaponize the bird flu. The birds are doing that.
Oh,
Watch this. It's transmission. So we just need to know which direction.
On day one, there were two people, and then four, and then 16. In 3 months, it's a billion. That's where we're heading.
They're calling out the National Guard. They're moving the president underground.
People will panic.
Get away!
It will tip over.
The truth is being kept from the world.
Cook your samples. Destroy everything.
Hello. I need you to get me the names of everyone who serviced this room. It's an emergency.
You can't panic now.
I know.
I'm gonna get you home.
I got people too, Dr. Cheever. We all do.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
The president is on.
We're not safe!
It's figuring us out faster than we're figuring it out.
It's mutated.
All right.
I'm sick.
What? What's going on?
Yeah, she thinks she's sick. There's some big names in this. Matt Damon, you could probably recognize his voice. Lawrence Fishburne's in it. Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Winslet is also a part of this. And there's a guy who's caught, Matt Damon, in the middle of this viral epidemic that could endanger the entire planet. Wonder how this ends. PG-13 for disturbing content and some language, they say. It's about the medical community trying to find a cure to a deadly epidemic. And this movie was directed by a guy I like. Remember the movie Traffic? Did any of you see Traffic? Steven Soderbergh was the director of it. He also did Ocean's 11. So, based on that, this one could be pretty interesting. You know, you can always wait, however, for it to come out on DVD. If you're a Netflix person or whatever, or Redbox, eventually it'll get to Redbox. So, the global epidemic. If that's not your thing, how about a little comedy? Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Love that new haircut.
You get a lot of compliments on it. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, don't thank me. Thanks the bowl.
That SpongeBob guy looks like Brad Pitt.
Meet Bucky Larson.
Get out of here. You're fired.
Fired?
He was going nowhere.
Don't let these people get you down.
You're destined for greatness.
Until he made...
Tonight, we're going to watch nude movies.
A shocking discovery.
Is that who I think it is?
That's your folks.
I'm the son of two stars.
We were going to tell you on your 50th birthday.
This is my destiny.
I'm going to go to California, and I'm going to be a star on the silver screen.
I'm the son of two movie stars. That's like a super duper movie star.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, kitty porn, man?
Oh, I'm allergic to cats.
Self-service, pal.
No, I don't want to buy a movie. I want to be in one.
There's a house party tonight. You can make a lot of connections there.
You going, crackhead?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bucky Larson!
Show them what you got, kid.
From Columbia Pictures.
Miles Deep.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'm a director.
His parents were famous. Maybe a nostalgic market.
Do you want to shoot something tonight?
Yeah!
And Happy Madison.
We're making a movie!
All right, Bucky, drop your pants. Let's see how you look.
That's it.
It's average.
This fall.
I uploaded it to the net. It's got a million hits in 3 days.
Guys aren't threatened, and the girls think they got a prize.
Compared to you, he's gigantic. You make me look like I've got a big...
Ain't in lies.
Nick Swardson is...
You don't look like the average porn star.
Oh, yeah, because I'm wearing a sweater.
Bucky Larson.
I've never ridden in a convertible before. Stand up, feel the breeze.
Holy cow! Ugh. You got bugs in your teeth.
Oh, it's still moving!
Yeah.
No!
Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
That's a great accent.
Your accent's awesome.
I love that accent.
Everyone keeps talking about my accent, but I'm from America.
Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
All right, it's a small-town loser who discovers that his parents were once adult film stars. So he goes to L.A. pursuing his own destiny. Looks like it could be a little bit clever. Definitely wait for it to come out on video, really. This is a good one. I like the mixed martial arts, the, you know, the fighters. And in fact, in my book, Level the Playing Field, that's one of the chapters I talk about. I met a guy named Guy Metzger. Some of you who are into that know who he is. What a fighter he was, certainly in his day. The fights with Chuck Liddell, if you remember those, although Chuck got the best of him. So there is a movie called Warrior, and it's about two brothers, both in the MMA as fighters. Take a listen.
Growing up, you all want to know the toughest kid in the neighborhood was, right? I want to know the toughest man on the planet is. That's what we're going to find out.
It's me.
Pop, what are you doing here?
Tommy's back.
He just said he wants to see me.
I'm proud of you, Tommy. What you did for that kid, the tank.
What was I supposed to, let him drown?
Tommy Reardon, you saved my life.
Look, Brendan, the bank has got to go by the new appraisal figure. You're upside down on your mortgage.
How much do you need?
I didn't come here for long, Frank.
I was hoping that you would train me.
Are you serious?
Do it!
We agreed that we weren't going to raise our children in a family when your father gets beat up for a living.
Brendan, you're a teacher. You got no business in the ring with those animals.
Actually, I used to be one of those animals. Guess I've got to put that down on my application.
There's this big tournament. Top 16 middleweights in the world. And when it takes all, I'm going to need a trainer. Not that much to work with anymore. I need this.
I got a family to protect. Everything I do is for them.
What's going on up here?
Daddy is now a princess.
Mom needed you. I needed you. You're my big brother. You failed on me.
I was a 16-year-old kid. What the hell did I know?
You had a choice, okay? You had a choice.
Whenever you say it, I can do this.
This is impossible. The two men fighting for the championship tonight are brothers. Go on!
Are we here to win this fight? Because if we're not, I'll have to throw in the towel.
All right, have fun if you go to the movies. Remember, sneak in your own candy. It costs a fortune.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Too
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want to live? Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
When it came to the president's jobs speech, urging Congress to pass $450 billion right away for this jobs plan, also saying there would be more specifics that would be laid out next week. I think a lot of this was regurgitated stuff that we've heard in the past, and to me it sounded like this is a president running for re-election, which he is, and he had to counter what was going on poll-wise, because the polls have really dropped, and especially with independents, who normally swing, a lot of them, in a Democratic direction, and certainly had the last time out for this president. That has to make the people who are trying to get him elected a little bit uncomfortable, if you think, what, 14 more months, right? So, my question is the one that I threw out right from the get-go. Are these half-measures? Or did you find some things in this speech that you would take to heart that you think you could take to the bank? Here's what some who are running for the president's job had to say. Like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's trailing Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, in the polls, he actually put out a web video. It's kind of clever. He called it 960 Days, and it highlighted what his campaign called Obama's 3 years of failure to turn around the economy. And it shows a clip of the president's speech, and then the narrator says this, these words, "Mr. President, you are 960 days late." And I think that there is some truth to that. Why wasn't this plan rolled out before? And if I were on the other side of it, if I were at the White House and I were Jay Carney, I were answering that question, I would say, well, we tried through the stimulus, but there were things that couldn't have been helped. I think that's what they would probably counter back with. They would talk about money being sucked away because of some tragic events that occurred and whatnot, and saying that some of that, that's why some of that money wasn't parceled out, and it didn't turn the unemployment numbers around the way it should have. Because, see, here's the upshot. 9.1, which is actually higher, but okay, officially 9.1. If those numbers by the stimulus were driven down and you were talking about, you know, 6, you were talking about barely 7 or something, and if you could see some definite movement, then the Republicans wouldn't have too much to stand on here. But because of the fact that the stimulus really bombed and didn't turn around those unemployment numbers, and now here we are, late to the party, let's talk about it's what we have to do now, and we have to stop the political circus, and we got to help the economy, and we got to approve this billion-dollar jobs package. And then you look at some of the specific things of what's in the plan. A lot of this was already leaked out before the president took to the airwaves on Thursday night. So we knew, and I think I said, you know, they kept talking about $300 billion, but I had heard that it was going to be higher, it was going to be over $400. Of course, it didn't, you know, now really it's up to $400 billion, because you're talking about tax cuts. Republicans are not going to go for tax cuts. And I know the arguments. They're going to say, well, you have to have tax cuts and then you have to have spending. Well, what the president is proposing is a mix of $253 billion in tax cuts and $194 billion in new spending. That's how you arrive at just shy of $450 billion. I mean, this has no chance of passing. It has no chance of passing in the House the way it sits now. There's absolutely no way. Other parts of the bill, perhaps, could pass. Let me let you hear a little bit of what Obama said, including, because you heard a lot of this, we have to be balanced, all that sort of stuff. Here's a little snippet where he talks about a balanced approach.
It's a balanced plan that would reduce the deficit by making additional spending cuts, by making modest adjustments to health care programs like Medicare and Medicaid, and by reforming our tax code in a way that asks the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations to pay their fair share.
All right, and here, therein lies the problem. The corporations, what is the definition of business in America? Small businesses, 500 employees or less. I checked these numbers again, and we're talking 90% of the businesses in America are considered small businesses. You think they're going to hire people if that happens? I don't think so. So the small business will get jammed up again, the small businesses. And the Uber corporate people, the Dells of the world, because let's face it, a lot of it is technology, Microsoft, all of those. I mean, come on. They don't want to pay already, if you want to talk about corporate tax. This is why so much of the business is overseas. Yeah, we could talk about cheap employment, but one of the main things that is constantly brought up, it's the CEO of Cisco has said this, I'm going to have an address outside of the country as long as the corporate tax rate is 35%. It has to go to 25%. Then we can create business. Then we can hire more people. Then we'll do the things that we need to do. So there is definitely enough corporate CEOs who agree with that philosophy, so that's not going to have any kind of intended desire there. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, could you travel anywhere in this country and not see a Starbucks somewhere? It's crazy, right? They're catty corner from each other in big cities. There must be 150 in Dallas. It's nuts. So Howard Schultz has talked about other heads of corporations not giving money to the politicians who don't figure out a way to work together to solve the problem. But I can tell you this, they're not going to work together when it comes to the idea of the corporate tax. It's not taxing the individual. It's not saying, oh, I'm a wealthy guy, I'm filthy rich, and I'm not paying as much taxes as the maid is, because you're taking more away from her than me, because I have a big-time tax accountant attorney who knows how to find the loopholes, so I end up paying way less than she does. And that's, you know, truly, that's what happens. The man with the most money has the best accountant money can buy to use the system to the best of their ability. Individual taxation of the rich people in the United States is different than corporate tax. And unless I'm confused, and I know I'm not because I've had this cleared up a million times for me, that's not going to happen. That's not going to invite anybody to create jobs. That's just not going to happen. Now, specifically, one of the things that Obama did say is he would offer $8 billion in tax credits for companies that hire workers who have been unemployed for 6 months or more, and $5 billion in tax incentives for companies to invest in equipment and plants. So, let's see. If you can find the right workers to work in your plant, and that's just about enough money that you can build it, I assume maybe something green, because there's definitely this push for sustainable energy, and there's all kinds of breaks, tax breaks for that. So you could probably finagle something that would work there. One of the things that sticks in my craw, and I think a lot of you who don't favor giant government, but let's realistically talk about regulations. Personally, I don't think that all regulations should be thrown out, but then we'd have to go bit by bit through all the red tape, which would take me the rest of my life. And there's some that I can tell you right now I would automatically throw out. Regulations is definitely something that separates a lot of Republicans from Democrats, so the president addressed that as well. Take a listen.
While they're adding teachers in places like South Korea, we're laying them off in droves. It's unfair to our kids. It undermines their future and ours. And it has to stop. Pass this bill and put our teachers back in the classroom where they belong.
All right, so teachers, and I think, too, with the teachers saying, as you just heard there, about hiring teachers where they're doing that overseas, he also talked about, along with that same thing with teachers, regulations. Maybe we don't have that one. But what he said about regulations...
I agree that there are some rules and regulations that do put an unnecessary burden on businesses at a time when they can least afford it. That's why I ordered a review of all government regulations.
Boy, how's that review going? I want to see that. And that's the problem. I think that there needs to be a huge audit of over-regulating and cutting out what we don't need. But I want to see where are we at that? If that's a pretty ambitious undertaking, so how far have we gone through that? And the regulations are part of the problem. There's too much red tape, and there's too much money connected to that. I've said this before. I have friends who work for the government who have told me, look under the hood. In some cases, there are jobs that are just duplicating and triplicating what's already being done. There are easily things that could be skimmed off the top, no doubt about it. So balance approach is what he's pushing, talking about getting teachers back to work because so many were laid off with the state budgets that were crimped, and regulations kind of placating the Republicans a little bit, and then saying, but we do need some. What say you, America? Did his speech hit its mark?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss.
is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Football is back, alive and well, in Green Bay. The Packers, in front of the home crowd, pick up where they left off after winning the Super Bowl. They win their first game out of the chute over New Orleans, 42-34. Kind of got a little exciting there at the end. I picked Green Bay. So my first pick anyway, is safe. But we got a whole slew of games to talk about. Who better to do that with than Steve Budin, the Buddha Man, back with us again from PickNation.com. Hey, Steve-O, how you doing? Well, maybe we don't have Steve yet. I think he might have been there with a latte a little bit longer than we thought. So, all right, now he's there. He's there. Would you put down that latte? Did you hear me, Steve?
Oh, yeah. You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I said you were in our virtual green room drinking a latte.
I didn't know if that was you talking on my conscience.
Well, so the first game, you're not surprised by what happened, right?
You know what? I thought it would be a shootout. I thought both quarterbacks would get off. You know, I couldn't help but root for New Orleans at the end there. Just didn't happen for them, but they gave a really good fight.
They did, and the end was exciting. I said that.
I think it's something that they can build on. I think even though they didn't win that game, it was very important that they went out like men, because that's something that they can take back to the boardroom, so to speak, and build on.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. When you look at this first week, do you think, you know, some people think because it was a weird off season, we didn't know if we were even to have football, mini camps were canceled, even though players worked out on their own, and some did that together, and there was a hodgepodge of training camps that were put together. Do you think we're going to still get quality football, or do you think we're going to see more injuries?
I think we'll get quality football. I think that because of what went on with the lockout, from a gambling perspective, I think a lot of gamblers out there are raring to go. You know, they almost lost the season, then they got it back. They're so hyped up that my only concern is they may hit the gate running so fast that they put their bankroll for the season in jeopardy too soon. Look, I own an advisor company. I want everybody to bet. But what I'm really saying here is, you know, don't blow your whole wad, you know, in week one.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you about my team. And it's a 1 o'clock kick. We got a whole slew of games, of course, that go at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
Philly at St. Louis. Is this a layup game that Philly takes this?
Well, you know what? This game reminds me of Flava Flav, what he used to say when he used to scream out, don't believe the hype. You know, look, Philly looks great on paper and all of that. But until they actually do something in the regular season, you know, I don't think it's worth penciling them in as a Super Bowl contender just yet. In the same respect, St. Louis, you know, they're going to emerge as, you know, as a good team this year. They're on the up and coming. They kind of remind me of the Detroit Lions, but in their division. You know, Sam Bradford's a superstar, and he's going to be great this year. I don't think they can beat Philly, but then again, I'm not ready to lay five with Philly at this point on the road. I'd rather look at this total at 44. Again, I was between Sam Bradford, you know, and Michael Vick. I think they can score a lot of points. I think 44 can come pretty quickly. Wouldn't bet this game unless you had a gun to my head, but if you did, I'd go over the 44.
All right, some good advice. Here's a game I want to watch. I don't know if I would touch this game or not. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. What do you think goes down here?
Yeah, I love this game, which made, you know, look, I think Pittsburgh owns Baltimore, not just physically, but mentally. Look, Flacco lost to Derek Mason to the Jets. That was one of his trusted receivers. I think that they're going to be sending those zone blitzes from every direction. Flacco's going to be running for his life. I love Pittsburgh plus the 2.5 points here. I think they got the wrong favorite.
Oh, all right. So Pittsburgh. So, hey, some sound advice there, definitely. Indianapolis, the Colts, Kerry Collins in instead of Peyton Manning for the first time. He doesn't start the opener. What do you? I think Houston.
Well,
right?
Kerry Collins is the only quarterback in the NFL that can get into a movie for $5. So you gotta love that. Peyton Manning obviously is the only quarterback in the league that can move a line at full 7 points. This game was 2. It's now a solid 9. And I think that doesn't just speak volumes of how good Peyton Manning is, but I think it speaks volumes about, you know, how bad this team can potentially play without him. I definitely couldn't bet on Kerry Collins, not with good money or bad money. I like Houston here minus the points. I think they become the best in that division by default.
All right, there you go. I was looking at games that I thought you would look at and say, oh, I gotta pick this one and look at the points here. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Somebody was asking me about this one today, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna ask the Buddha man what he thinks.
Yeah, I mean, this used to be such a great game over the last couple of years. You know, but now, with Carson Palmer missing in action, I mean, I got cops on the TV right now just in case she shows up. But, rookie quarterback for the Bengals, rookie head coach. For Cleveland, this game is going to be a bunch of garbage if you ask me. It may look like a baseball game, 3-3, top of the seventh. I'm going under the 36 here.
Under. All right, a team that I think could be a big value this year from my perspective in watching them the last couple of years, but from your perspective, I want to pick your brain on this one. San Diego, they got Minnesota, and it's at home.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously San Diego desperately wants to get off to a fast start. That's something they just haven't been able to do under North Turner. And then Minnesota, look, with McNabb, I mean, I think this game is about who do you trust less, McNabb or North Turner. McNabb was, you know, is he going to be a leader now? Wasn't a leader in Philly. Wasn't a leader in Washington. What is it going to be about this Minnesota organization that brings out the king in McNabb? I don't see it. What I do see is a lot of points being scored. 41.5 is the total. Let's go over this total of 41.5.
All right, so over the total. Sunday night game, I love the Sunday night games. You got the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Jets.
Yeah, you know, Ryan versus Ryan. There's nothing more than Rex Ryan's brother would love to do than to beat his brother's butt, but he just doesn't have the personnel to back up the bravado. Look, the Jets, they're in a tough position this year. You know, the last 2 years, no one gave them a chance in hell. So they overachieved and made it all the way to the championship game. But this year, I mean, if you read the New York papers, I mean, the Giants are gone. The Jets are their team. And they're talking Super Bowl. That's a lot of pressure because in this day and age, and I think you'll agree, in order to really contend for a Super Bowl, you got to have an elite quarterback. And Mark Sanchez, great athlete. Great quarterback, not an elite quarterback, not yet. But Dallas, obviously not a Super Bowl contender. Can the Jets beat Dallas by 4.5 in the home opener, I'd say definitely lay the 4.5 here with the Jets.
Oh, there you go. Hey, speaking of elite quarterbacks, do you think Tony Romo is going to be one in the future or is?
I mean, I think that, you know how bad Tony Romo is? I don't think Jessica Simpson was a curse for him. I think he is so bad that he cursed her. I think after they got together, it was her career that suffered the most, not his. I think they got that whole story backwards. I am not a fan of Tony Romo. I haven't liked the Cowboys since Roger Staubach.
I agree with you. I don't think Tony Romo is the real deal at all. I think he's lucky. He's got a good golf swing, and he made a bunch of money from Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he's got a great smile and a cool four-letter name. Other than that, I don't see him having anything.
All right. We have less than a minute, but quickly, New England at Miami, Oakland at Denver. Who do you like in those two games?
New England at Miami, I think that's going to be a big surprise. Everyone obviously thinks New England is going to crush Miami. But look, Miami's going to be a lot better than people give them the credit to be. They got a new running back this year, and everyone says, well, they had great running backs in the past. But Reggie Bush, what he can do better than any running back the Dolphins have ever had is catch that ball out of the backfield, not just an emergency situation, but actually they can target and key him. He can go down the field and catch the ball. It's going to make Henny a better quarterback, and he's not going to be worried. 3rd and 4, that they're going to bring that wildcat okie dokie in, and he's going to be standing on the sidelines watching his team play on 3rd down. He's going to be actually in the game. You know, I think that's going to be a big confidence builder for him. This New England defense is soft. The Detroit Lions is not what everyone thinks they are. They put about 1,000 points on New England. That was for real. I think the Dolphins, they can't win this game, but they can certainly cover.
All right, I like it. Buddha Man, check him out, picknation.com. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Oh, I got to love Steve Buddha. He is like the king of the one-liners, too, isn't he? Was that the best, what he said about poor Tony Romo? That really is Jessica Simpson, who was cursed by her hookup with Tony Romo. Of course, now they've both gone on to other people, and Tony Romo is married. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road, and we're talking about the speech next.